Facebook, Google, all of these companies are trying to figure out where are the rules and where are they going to draw the line.
There's clearly a demand for renters. They've got most of them full.
If you own a bond in your retirement portfolio, the price of that is going to go down.
This is the Wintrust Business Lunch, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank, on 720 WGN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Elise Blink sitting in for Steve Bertrand today on the Wintrust Business Lunch. Maybe we'll call it the Wintrust Light Lunch since we've got SOX starting at 12:35 this afternoon. It is 12:13. You can find me online, thinklink.com or LinkedIn or bestmoneymoves.com, all the rest. Let's dive right in. Ian Schur, who is the editor-at-large at CNET, is on the phone with us right now. All right, so I want to dive right into the idea that Uber, which we've been hearing a lot about here in Chicago, how they're taking a huge amount of space. They're going to base their freight operations here, including their engineers. Now they're laying off hundreds of engineers. Tell us a little bit about the story that ran on CNET this week.
Yeah, so it was actually a really interesting situation. This news came out in the middle of the Apple event, which is like the typical, you know, a lot of people joke around that a lot of companies put out bad news on a Friday because no one's paying attention. And historically, you know, people don't read Saturday newspapers much. This one was, let's, you know, slide out the bad news during an Apple event while everyone's looking over there. And they are laying off 435 people, which is about 8% of each department in Uber. And particularly that means it's not like last time when they laid off 400 employees from their marketing departments. This is product, it's engineering, it's everything. And they, you know, the information from inside Uber that was going around was that the company was trying to figure out, okay, well, if they were to start over and figure out how to have a leaner organization, what would it look like? And that's what they implemented. And, you know, the story of Uber for the last few years now has been that this company is growing like a rocket, but the problem is that they are spending tons of money to grow. They spend a bunch of money just trying to get you to try an Uber, you know, subsidized rides or free meals through Uber Eats or stuff like that. And that costs money, right? That's not, that doesn't just come from nowhere.
No.
And it's caused them to really look bad in Wall Street's eyes. And it's caused a lot of pressure for them, which is why we started to see them now trying to cut back on employees, which are always one of the highest expenses in any company.
Right. But of course, they're going to be hiring more. I mean, in Chicago, they're taking something like 400,000 feet of space, I think. And they said they're going to hire 2,000 people, including engineering. So you would think they could just take some people from this side and move them over here. But but no.
Well, and I think what's interesting is that Uber historically, and I don't know if you've heard of this, there's this book that I think is on the bestseller list from Mike Isaac at the New York Times, who's a dear friend of mine. He wrote this book called Super Pumped, which is just awesome if you haven't read it yet. And what it does is it talks about the early years of Uber. And one of the things about it that he really kind of pulls out of it that is still relevant today is that this company was built on this idea that if they can dominate, right, by getting into every aspect of your life, they will win. And the way they dominate is by giving you all this stuff for free all the time or subsidized. So this Uber Freight thing, even, I don't know what the costs are. I don't know what the profit margin is yet, but my guess is that the way that Uber has been setting up every new business it's done so far is, let's go into the red, we'll spend a ton of money to make it successful, and then once it becomes something that everyone relies on, we'll start charging more. And that is the recipe that is causing all their trouble.
Which is interesting because we've just watched that rinse and repeat over again with Amazon, with so many other different tech companies out there.
Right.
That are out there spending like crazy. I think the latest one is probably WeWork, which isn't even really a tech company. It's a real estate company. So we'll save that for next time. So,
well, yeah. And I think what's interesting is the Amazon thing you bring up. That's part of the argument Uber makes, is that Amazon successfully was able to go into the red for a long time. And yeah, Now they're super profitable. And the CEO, Jeff Bezos, is the richest man in the world. So it's not like they can't figure it out, but it's a bet. Right? It's not a sure thing. And there's a chance that this company won't exist in X number of years. And that was the same conversation we had about Amazon. Amazon figured it out, but we don't know if Uber will.
Right. We'll have to see. Ian Schur, editor-at-large at CNET, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome back to the Wintrust Business Light Lunch today. We've got Sox starting at 12:35 today. Pregame for the Kansas City Royals versus the Chicago White Sox. The first pitch is at 1:10 here on WGN. It is 22 minutes past the hour. We've got Andrew Challenger on with us, Vice President at Challenger Gray and Christmas. Andrew, welcome to the Wintrust Business Lunch.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So we just heard that your grandfather passed away this morning, and we wanted to extend our condolences to you. We're so sorry, but what a tremendous career and contribution he made.
Well, thank you for saying that. Yeah, very lucky to get to know him for a large part of my life, you know, as an adult in a lot of ways. So lucky to get to do that, and he was a wonderful man.
Well, I know that he would be happy to have you talk about the family business, which is, of course, the Challenger Gray and Christmas, the report that you do usually every month, I think, for the CEO exits. And this month, we have the highest monthly total on record. 159 CEOs exited their companies in August. Was that all about pool parties, or what do you think is going on there?
Yeah, it is. It's a big number. It's the largest number that we've ever recorded for a single month. We've been recording this for on nearly 20 years, and we've been tracking this. So the fact that it's this high certainly means there's something going on. Sometimes it can be difficult to interpret why CEOs are leaving. There's all sorts of opaque reasoning given at the time. So stepping down or retiring, you never know if it's really that reason or if a CEO is being pushed out. But in our interpretation right now, we believe that a lot of these CEOs are departing because the economy has been doing so well for so long. A lot of these CEOs have been long tenured, and they've put in place succession plans. And this is the type of environment where you can successfully go out at the top when the company is doing well and really implement the succession plan that you hoped to see the company take going forward. And we're starting to see some evidence that CEOs are really taking this time to cement their legacy and leave at a time when the company's doing well.
So it's interesting, of course, because we're seeing the stock market come back all the way from December when it was down briefly, very briefly, like 18-20%. It's come back up relatively quickly. We're within 1% of an all-time high. Strikes me this is an opportune moment. There's usually a window for publicly traded companies when CEOs can cash out and take stock and all the rest. Maybe this is part of it, what's going on?
Absolutely part of the potential reason, particularly as despite the real rally that we've seen in the stock market, there's some underlying tensions. There's some concern that there's potential recession on the horizon, right? We're in the longest expansion in American history. I think in some ways, a sense of getting out at the right time.
Yeah. Well, you want to know when it's time to go. Anybody in Las Vegas will tell you that for sure. Andrew, thank you so much for being with us today. Andrew Challenger is Vice President at Challenger Gray and Christmas. And again, the WGN family sending our condolences to your family today. But thank you for being with us.